Hello, everybody, and welcome back to So I Married a Podcaster. My name is Ryan, the podcaster, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host and wife, Ashley. How you doing?
A little bit sleepy.
Sleepy. We haven't done an episode since November of last year. I'm going to not say we've been busy, because then later on it might be, like, gross. Anyways... So, what have we been up to? Where have we been? Nowhere. We've just been really, we've kind of been busy, actually. We've just been doing our thing, and before you know it, Christmas is here, and then New Year's, then my birthday, and then it's July. So, I blame winter, to be honest. I really do.
Kept us inside.
Yeah.
Which doing nothing.
Which means you probably should have been podcasting. But anyways, if this is the first time listening and you're wondering what this is about, if you're new to the show, this is the place where we discuss what's been keeping us busy lately. This could include media, games, activities, or other hilariously entertaining general life events like Zoe eating her dinner. What are you laughing for?
Zoe eating her dinner.
She's just so loud.
She wants to be quiet. That's all I can hear.
We're not going to cut that out. The show is meant to be 10 to 15 minutes long, so we don't go into crazy detail. It's just meant to be a quick update, which is surprising because you think if it was supposed to be quick, we'd have done it weekly since November, but...
There hasn't been anything to update.
Well, I'm a podcaster, so I have a video game show, which is about a good portion of my time is spent, and then I have a zombie show... And I also have a political show with another friend. So I kind of get my podcasting in. And Ashley, she doesn't like podcasting, as you can tell. She doesn't like the sound of her own voice like me. Right?
Correct.
See? And she's just looking at me. She's like...
Zoe needs to shut up in Zoe the background.
Zoe needs to shut up. But also, we need to get to the point. So, this is season 2 of So I Married a Podcaster. We figured it's been... We did 13 episodes. We're like AMC. We do 13 episodes, then we go away for like a year. You know, we're like, no, I'm not gonna say that. I was gonna compare ourselves to Breaking Bad, but anyways, season 2, we're bringing it back. Why are we doing season 2? Ashley, why are we doing season 2?
To update everyone
on
our lives.
Because. What's happening in our lives right now? Why are you sleepy?
I don't know.
You want me to say it?
Yes.
Whoop. Yeah, no. Ashley's pregnant. Yeah.
What?
Excitement. She's due in January 2016, which is a while away from now because that 2016 is not this year.
Think how fast 3 months went.
Yeah, 3 months. It kind of went a little fast. We were like, it felt like one moment we were like, let's tell our parents. And then the next moment we're like scrambling to tell a bunch of people and then recording this podcast at 8 o'clock at night. I had to pull her out of bed because she's been napping so much. She's been really tired. Right?
Exactly. Heard at work.
Well, what? Are you working when you're napping?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
My body's always working now.
Right.
Even more.
So the deets, January 2016. We're gonna try to do this podcast as often as possible. Whenever we have something to talk about, that's sort of how we did it with the wedding. We just updated whenever we had something interesting to talk about. And I figured for season 2, it'd be way too stressful to try and get married again. So I figured we'd just have a kid instead, and that would make for better. Would make for a good season. I was supposed to lead with that joke. It wasn't as funny now that I forced it.
Uh-oh. Better cut that.
No, I won't cut it. Are we going to cut that out? No, we're not going to cut that out. This is not... I don't do editing on this show. So a couple things you're not going to hear on the show, Ashley. Like, we kind of had a discussion way before we meant to have kids was what we wanted to do in terms of not finding out the sex and... Not telling people names. That was actually advice given to us by a friend of ours, not to tell people names.
Too many opinions out there.
I was just about to say, you can't nod. No one can hear you nod.
I didn't nod.
No one can also see you roll your eyes or hear you roll your eyes at me. But yeah, we're not going to be sharing names. I mean, we have ideas, but we don't have anything nailed down. We're not really too keen on it, right?
I have some I like.
Well, you have some you like, and we jokingly threw some names around. I mean, like, Zelda's a top candidate, right? Like, it's up there.
You're funny.
What you should have said is, now that you've said it out loud, we can't choose it.
Very true. That as well. Keep throwing them out there.
No, because that was a joke one. I already knew you vetoed that one. But we're not finding out the sex. That's something that you wanted to do. You don't want to find out the sex.
No, it's one thing you can keep secret, so... And surprise.
We won't even know.
Nope.
We won't even know. People are texting me. They want to know when we're posting this.
What? They're so excited.
I have to record it first.
We have ants to come out.
Ants? Oh, I thought you meant like bugs. That's terrible. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of family, like I want to share a couple funny stories about how we told. Because again, we're catching up 3 months. I mean, it's been kind of non-eventful in terms of the normal pregnancy cycle of, like, you know, a common one is like morning sickness. You haven't had any morning sickness yet?
None.
Knock on wood.
Right? Almost out of the 3 months mark. 2 more days.
Yeah. But we know some people who have it all the time and some who don't have it at all. And you're going to work with somebody who's pregnant. They're not having morning sickness, are they?
I never did.
There's a couple people at work who are pregnant as well. There's a joke at work that it's going around like it's in the water or something, but
same.
Not sure how I could drink it. And
I'm the third one at work that's pregnant. What?
Nice. That's good. So we had like purchased these like signs from a gift store as soon as we decided we wanted to start trying. We were so excited to tell our family that we bought these signs that said like what happens at grandma's house stays at grandma's house. And that's how we surprised my parents and Ashley's parents. We basically wrapped it up, said it was a gift from somebody else. They opened it and they're like, whoa, what's this? We didn't videotape it, but they were super surprised. My mom actually had an idea I'll tell you it off air just in case it doesn't happen, because it is a cool idea. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know.
Okay. But that was a lot of fun. And then last night we were at a reunion and I got video of telling your dad's side of the family.
Yep.
There was a family reunion and we had basically orchestrated a group photo and I turned it on to video and basically did the 3, 2, 1, Ashley's pregnant, and everyone kind of looked at, well, what's going on? So we have video of that. I don't know when we're going to post it, probably shortly after this, but lots of other fun stuff. But yeah, that's what's up. Ashley's pregnant. Da-da-da-da. We did it. We have anything else that we want to talk about in terms of you? There's really not. It's been kind of quiet, right? We had a couple of doctor's appointments. One
basic day, basics. Yeah. One ultrasound.
Dating
one.
Ultrasound. That was weird. We went as a couple, right? And we were sitting in the waiting room, and I've been trying to go to every appointment with Ashley just to, you know, be there. And they bring her into the room and I go to get up and they're like, no, no, you stay there and we'll call you in later. And basically they did the whole appointment with you, like ultrasound and everything. And they like told you what was going on too, right?
She didn't say too much.
It was like in and out. It was like, yeah, a McDonald's drive through at that place. They were just whipping them through, sticking the goop on, swirling it around. Oh, there she is.
There's one, two,
he or she. We
three,
don't know what the sex is.
Four.
Oh, right. That's what they did to you, eh? You have twins in the family, though, so you're like, you called her bluff.
Yeah.
So anyways, after they finish the appointment with her, they call me in, and she's like, okay, now here's the thing, and it's the size of a peanut, and it's that white blob there, and okay, bye. It was like 15 minutes.
The next one in August is supposed to be longer, though.
Oh.
They measure all the body parts.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's after we get back from the Nurtacular.
Yeah, August 20th.
So yeah, we'll be in, it's August 20th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a picture that time? We didn't take a picture the first time.
No, but it was tiny.
It literally looked like a peanut.
Yes.
I think it was the size of a peanut, was the current phrase.
Hopefully I start looking pregnant, people will believe me.
Yeah, you don't, you're 3 months, you don't look, well, you say, oh, no one notices that you're pregnant, but, like, you're pregnant.
But
we've confirmed it. It's confirmed. So yeah, early 2016, we're going to be parents. We better clean out that guest room. I'm sure there'll be a few episodes that we post that it'll be like, we better clean that guest room, because that's where the baby's going, right? In the guest room.
Certainly
is. We need to buy all that stuff. So anyways, we'll wrap things up. That's the news. We're super excited. We should probably mention that. We're really tired. We had a really busy weekend, which culminated in an 11 p.m. return time from this reunion where we sprung the news. Hopefully we'll have video of that soon. I think it turned out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out. It was kind of funny. I had this eureka moment at the very last minute to do this group photo thing because Jackie wanted to record it, right? And their family up from South Carolina? North Carolina. And we haven't had a group photo in like 6 years, so anyways,
worked out well.
Yeah, any final words on the whole pregnancy thing? We'll keep people posted, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and this is our going public moment. We haven't posted this publicly. This is the first time. Although if you religiously check the website, which I think was down for the last 6 months, because it was when I went to it, it was like it displayed like a database error. So
sounds like Ryan's website.
I fixed. Really? That's. They're not at all like that. Just ones that don't need to be updated, I guess. I meant to put more photos of our wedding up there as well, which I'm going to be doing. So if you notice that I've updated the website, I'm going to continue to do that, including more baby stuff and more wedding stuff and just more general Zoe pictures.
Gotta find them. Sure, it's all unisex.
Yes. We should mention that not only are we not finding out the sex, we won't know the sex until the day the baby's born.
Popped out.
I keep saying it. And nanny freaks every time I say it. Your nanny, and I second guess myself every time I say it because it's not an it. It's a baby, right?
Correct.
We're not gonna find out that it's like this, like it's like the.
Stop it.
Okay. So, anyways, yeah, we're not finding out the sex. We won't know it until the day it's born, and same with the name. Well, we'll know what the name is, but
yes,
because we're gonna pick two names probably.
A boy and a girl name.
Yeah, and go in and basically like. Doctor's going to say, well, it's this. And then we'll be like, tear up the other piece of paper. Well, we'll probably keep it. Right? Just in case.
I'd assume so.
But let's do one at a time. Let's figure that out first. So anyways, going forward, this will be a basically record it when we have an update type format for the show. I can promise you that it won't be this episode and then an episode posted 6 months from now when we have had the baby. I'm pretty sure there's going to be stuff going on from here until then that we can talk about, including Nerdtacular next month. So that'll probably be our topic next time we record.
Well, why don't we say after August 20th?
There'll be one there, too.
We have a doctor's appointment, we have Nerdtacular, and then we have another ultrasound.
Perfect. So lots of good stuff coming up in August, and it's only going to get more fun from there as we continue this awesome trip. So... there we are. It's out there. Does it feel better now to get it off our chest? We've been keeping it secret from a lot of people for a very long time. Feels like.
But it's been easy.
It's been easy?
Well, it's like, I don't know, I haven't been sick, so I didn't need to tell work and didn't need to bother with it.
But it's funny, like some people would tell us like they just had the hardest time keeping a secret. Close family members. No one should feel like they've been, you know... left out or anything. It's just we told your nanny and I think she had a hard time keeping it to herself. She did. Aww. She did. She did a good job. All right. Well, you can visit our website at ryanandashley.ca. If you have a question or comment for us to address on the show, send it to podcast@ryanandashley.ca. We'll read it on the show. And if we get a lot of listener feedback, we'll do another show probably before Nerdtacular. We'll collect all that and maybe we'll read it on the air. So if you have any questions or comments or before we do that, what was the advice that the doctor gave us? Not to take advice from anybody but our parents?
Correct, and the doctor.
Yeah.
Don't even bother giving it
to
us.
No, I wasn't going to say that. You can definitely give us advice, but give advice like a sane person. Like, here's what I did and here's how it worked. Not how some people...
This is what you have to do.
Yeah, how some people say like, oh, well, make sure you
you're doing this wrong.
Soak your toes in corn oil every night so you're... elbows don't bleed. What? That it worked for you. We should try that, probably.
No, quite okay.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, that's just the clarification. I think most people listening to this will send in the right kind of advice. The advice, the stuff that worked for them and that may work for us, and we'll parse it, we'll read it, and we'll react to it live on the airs. How's that sound? So if you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, please consider leaving us a review there. We're also on Stitcher. So if you're just listening to this on the website and you want to subscribe, you're a big podcaster, those are your two main things, and we're in pretty much every podcatcher out there. So finally, you can follow me at rmurphy. Go to my website, ryanmurphy.ca, for more other good stuff. Ashley, you've been waiting 6 months for me to ask this question. Have you finally arrived at a social media platform where people can find you?
Facebook.
But they have to request a friendship.
That's fine.
All right. Look her up. I guess an update. You haven't changed your name yet.
No.
So that's a Nerdtacular thing. We didn't want to change your name before the passports. But you're thinking of hyphenating.
Yes.
This is what happens when we don't record in 6 months. I'm remembering stuff that I didn't write in the notes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll be back in a bit. I promise it won't take 6 months for us to record again.
In 6 months, baby might have been had, so hopefully not.
No. Okay, guys, guys and gals, thanks for listening, and I hope you're as excited as we are, because we're really excited. I'm actually more excited now that we're actually done recording and I'm going to post this than everybody's going to know you're pregnant.
Oh, my God. This is scary.
It's kind of scary. Maybe we shouldn't post this. We kind of promised we would. All right, you go back to sleep, because I promised you could go back to sleep. I'm going to post this. And then I'm going to play video games and maybe just respond to a couple messages that come in. So thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Go Nerdtacular.
Peace out.
Peace out. Is that your ending?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.